Assalamualaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We have been discussing Kiddush on Shabbos, and we concluded the previous shiur by discovering that Kiddush on Shabbos, according to Rashi in any event, is different than other kosos shel bracha. There's a special din on Shabbos that's mechayev the drinking of the kos, and the Bala Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says the Gedder is Zechreyu al Shtiyas Hayayin LeKavod Hayom. Remember Shabbos, mention Shabbos when you drink the wine for the honor of the day. And now we are going to expand upon this. B'li Nader B'siyata Dishmaya. The Netziv was Medaktek and Hamek Shela Shilta Nundalid. Siv Katan Dalit took also there in Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. From the Lashon of the Shiltos, Asuye kasa de chamer ruche bori pregafen umishta mishum kovet Shabbos. Bring a kos of cup of wine, make a bracha bori pregafen, drink it for kovet Shabbos. And he explained that besides the bracha, there is a chiyuv shtias yayin mishum kovet Shabbos. Part of kovet Shabbos was drinking the wine. And with this, he explains the sheet of the Gaonim that are brought in the Torah Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Aleph. See if you dalid that if a person's mekadesh on Shabbos, he must taste from the wine. If he doesn't taste from the wine, he is not yotzei kiddush. And dafka kiddush, avol b'shaar dvarim hatu'unim kos, other things that require kos, such as birchas hamazon, as we mentioned the previous year, the gaonim agree that it's enough if someone else drinks. And so is mavur b'makor hadvarim in the source and the tshuvas hagonim, ki choyves hakiddush is not concluded by miras habracha, but rather shtias hayayin is part and parcel of the din kiddush, as we discussed in the previous shir. The bahag, so paskins the tour, and Shulchan Aruch there in Si'if Tesvav says that if one is mekadesh and before he tastes the wine it spills, he should bring another kos, make a bore pri hagofen, but he need not go back and make kiddush a second time. And we have to understand the manavshach. If he was yotzei b'kiddush afal pi shalosh asa, if he was yotzei kiddush even though he didn't drink, why do you have to bring another wine and make a bracha on it? He was already yotzei without drinking. And if he wasn't yotzei, then why is it enough to make a birchas hagafen and you don't have to say kiddush? You don't have to say the nusach of kiddush. On this coast, he didn't say kiddush. So manavshach. If what he did the first time was beseder, even though he didn't drink, so what did he have to bring more wine and make a bracha? And if he wasn't yotzei, then why is it enough just to make the bracha? Why doesn't he have to make the whole kiddush again? So the Netziv explains. Then in the din of kiddush alayayin, there are two dinim. One is Amiras Kiddush al HaKos. One is to say Kiddush on a kos, like any other kos shel bracha. And then there's also Shtias Yayin LeKavod Hayom. And therefore, when the wine spills, indeed, he was Mekayim Kiddush when he said Kiddush al HaKos, but he wasn't Mekayim Takonas HaShtia, which is Mishum Kavod Hayom. Kiddush, he did. He said it al HaKos. But what about the Shtia, which is LeKavod Hayom? And therefore, he has to now take another kos, make a bright prayer guffin and drink in order to be Mekayim the Kavod Hayom. And even though in the She'iltas this is only Mefurish, in the Kiddush Shel Yom, which has no bracha of Kiddush, all it has is Birchas Hayayin, but the same would apply to Kiddush Halayla. That in Kiddush HaLayla, there's also a din of Shtias HaYayin, kamo b'Kiddush HaYom, besides the din of Birchas HaKiddush Atzma, that they were mitakin to make Kiddush al HaKos. So that explains that the first time he was Yotzei Kiddush al HaKos, but he's lacking Shtias HaYayin, so he has to make a Bray Pri HaGafen. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Netziv base their words on the Gaonim. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah of Chav Tes Amid Beis, there it's Mefurish that he argues, and he holds that it is enough that someone else taste it. The Mekadesh himself doesn't have to drink. Anybody can drink. V'chei nakdu rov rishonim, so learn most rishonim, and so we paskin lehalacha. It would appear that the Iker Mahalach that we said, however, is Mukhrach even in Shitas Rashi, because sof, it's Shver, what Rashi writes in Erevin that we mentioned the previous shir, that the only reason you have to drink the wine is because it's a Gnai Lakos. And in Psachim, Daf Kuf Vav, Amen Aleph, it's Mefurish, that Ti'ima B'Kiddish Me'akeves, that tasting the wine of Kiddush, drinking the wine, drinking some of the wine, is me'akev. So why does Rashi say in Erevin that the only reason you're drinking is al tkanai lakos? In Pesachim we see that ti'ima b'kiddush is me'akeves. So be'achreach to say, we must say, that in Kiddush there's a special din of Shtiyas Yayin. So the Iker Mahalach that we said is also going to be in Rashi, that there's a din in Shtiyah, and even Rashi is going to agree to that. Just Rashi holds, and other poskim hold, that this din of drinking is fulfilled when somebody else drinks as well, who's being yotze this Kiddush. The Mekadesh himself doesn't have to drink, but the Etzem Yisod, that part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is the drinking of the wine, that everybody would agree to. And with this, we could be miyashev the psakim of the Shulchan Aruch. That, on one hand, he learned like the Bahag, he passes like the Bahag, the Dina, that if Nishbach Tzarech lahavi yayin acher, that if the wine spilled, then other wine must be brought. On the other hand, he only paskins l'chumra that, like the Gaonim that we mentioned earlier, that the Mekadesh himself should drink from the Kos Shel Yayin. But really someone else can drink, because the Etzem Svar of the Bahag, that there's a Din Mesuyim of Shtiyah B'Kiddush, exists even if we hold that anyone can drink, even if we don't hold like the Gaonim, who say that the Mekadesh has to drink, even if we hold that anybody can drink, but there's still a Din of drinking. So that's part of the Kiddush mitzvah of Kiddush. Gevaldik. The Netziv learns that in Kiddush of Shacharis, the morning Kiddush, there is only a din of Shtiyas Yayin L'Kavod HaYom, and there is no din of Bracha HaNe'emeres Al HaKos Kisha'ar Kos Shel Bracha, like other Kos Shel Brachas. You have to have a bracha that's said on the Kos. That's not the mitzvah of Kiddush Shel Shacharis. There's only a din of Shtiyas Yayin L'Kavod HaYom. And in fact, it's already found in a number of Rishonim that the din of Kiddush Hayom is to be Koveya Se'udas Shabbos V'yomtif Al Hayayin, and it's not Mamish Kiddush. So writes Rabbeinu David, the Meiri, Tosis Rid, the Madurit Lisa, the Maram Chalava. And not that it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, if it's not Mamish Kiddush. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? It's all Derech HaSod. So writes Rabbeinu David, the name is Rebbe the Ramban, so to the Ramban in Parashas Yisro. So we learn from what they say that the explanation of this din of this additional din of Shtiyas Hayayin B'Kiddush is not a din Shtiyah that's omed la'atzmo. It's not an independent din Shtiyah. It's not an independent law that one must drink, but rather the law is because of the chashivus of Su'udas Shabbos that it should be al hayayin. And with that, Rabbeinu David explains the svar of the Rambam that Su'udas Shlishis should also be established al hayayin, because that's the geder din kiddush ha'biyom, to give chashivus for the Su'udah. So if that's the case, mali Su'udas Shniya, mali Su'udas Shlishis, it's the same thing. Su'udas Shniya, Su'udas Shlishis, you want to give chashivas to the Su'udah, that the Su'udah will be al hayayin. So therefore, there should be yayin for both the second meal and the third meal. Therefore, Rambam holds that there's kiddush even for Su'udas Shlishis. Rabbeinu David adds, according to this, that since kiddush biyom is to be koveh Su'udas al hayayin, if one's already yotze, then he is not motzi others yidei chovaso when he is not drinking himself. We cannot compare this to Kiddush HaLayla. Kiddush HaLayla is a chova. It's like the bracha on matzah, that you're motzi even though you're not eating it yourself. Same thing with Kiddush at night, as we saw in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes, because the bracha of Kiddush of the day is Kibirchas Hanenim De'alma. It's not a Birchas Hanenim, it's not a regular classical Kiddush like we have at night, but rather it's a Birchas Hanenim. You're getting pleasure from this wine because you have to be Koveya Su'uda Al Hayayin. So it's the Ritva is Chedushin to Psachim Kufav Amir Aleph. Hilchas Brachas Beis Chav Dalit, and his Sefer on Hilchas Brachas. However, Lehalacha, we do not paskin this way. We do not paskin lahalacha that if you are already yotze, you can't be motzi others in kiddush in the morning, as Rabbeinu David holds that you're not motzi others if you're not drinking yourself, because it's just a birchas hananin. So you can't be yotze birchas hananin if you're not being nana yourself. So you have to be nana yourself. No. Rama writes in Reishayin Gimel Dal and Alpi Rabbeinu Yeruchim and other poskim that even in the morning, Af al pisha yotza motzi, even though he was already yotze, he can still be motzi others. And in Mirtza Hashem, we will explain this further on in the shir, what the reason is that in the morning we say she'afal pisha yotza motzi, unlike Rabbeinu David, who holds no, that in the morning, if you yourself are not being yotze with this bracha, then you may not be motzi others. Harei lefaneinu shitas kama me'arishonim she'hakiddush biyom. What's the nature of kiddush biyom? To be koveh su'udah al hayayin. Kiddush at night, besides the union of being koveya su'udah al hayayin, that it's logical to say that in this aspect the su'udas halayla is the same as su'udas haboker, su'udas shachris, there is also a din of birchas hakiddush that should be said al hakos. And mitzad this obligation, a person can be motzi others even though he was already yotzei himself. But mitzad the halach of kviyas su'udah al hayayin, there is a special din in Kiddush that the Mevarech has to taste the wine. Unlike other Kos Shel Bracha, that it is only Mishum Gnai Lekos, as we saw in Rashi in the previous shir. And because of this din of Kviyas Su'udah Al-Hayayin, you have to be Toem Melo Lugmav. And, like we saw in the Gonim, the Mekadesh himself has to drink. It's not enough if someone else drinks. Beautiful. We continue on. B'divrei Rabbeinu David that we've been talking about, we see there that this din that they were metakein yayin b'shvil chashivus hasi'uda, it relates to and flows from the din of kiddush b'makom si'uda. And that's how, why we say we call it kiddush. That's why he says we call it kiddush, because it's similar to Kiddush HaLaila, that the Seuda is including wine, and you spread out a nice tablecloth and you make it a nice meal. So this inyan of Yayin Bishvil Chashivas HaSeuda is Shaykh and Novea. It relates to and flows from the din of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. Because Yesh Lachkor, this din of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, who needs who? This is a famous Chakira. You can talk about it if you're single, you're on a date. So you ask your date, you say, what's, you heard of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? And the other person will nod, of course. So you say, what's Pshat in Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? Who needs who? Does the Kiddush require a Seuda, that it should be B'Makomo or B'Samachlo? Is that the Kiddush needs the Seuda? Or no? The Seuda needs the Kiddush. That the Seuda needs that the Kiddush be said with the Seuda. The first way is that the Kiddush needs the Seuda. That the Seuda should be in the same place as the Kiddush. So these two tzadim depend on the two reasons of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, which are given by the Rashbam Psachim. One is that the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, B'Makom Shata Kore L'Shabbos, Kolomer Kriya de Kiddush, Sham Yehe Oneg. In the place that you're calling Shabbos, in other words, the place of Kiddush, you're sanctifying Shabbos, you're saying Kiddush, there should be Oneg, and this is also brought in the Shiltas and in the Rif. So it's mashma that there's a din in the Oneg, in the Seuda, that it should be in the Makom of the Kriya. The Karasa lo Shabbos, in the place that you're calling out Shabbos, there, in other words, you're saying Kiddush, there has to be Oneg. Just like we have Zos Torah Sachatas. B'makom asher tishachay ta'ola, tishachay ta'chatas. That the Ola is the place of the Chatas. B'makom asher tishachay ta'ola, in that place of the Ola, there tishachay ta'chatas. In the makom of the Kriya, that's the place. There you should have the Oneg. So it's a din. And the Oneg, that where should the Oneg be? In the Makom of the Kriya. So it's a din in Suda Shabbos that it needs this place. And that's Matim L'Divrei Rabbeinu David, that the Yayin is coming, L'Chashivas HaSeuda, in order to enhance and give the Seuda Chashivas. But the point here, the goal is, if this Yayin is the Seuda, the Iker is the Seuda, and the Seuda needs some wine, but the wine is there to serve the Seuda. The second reason the Rashbam writes is that Mide Ikba Kiddush Al HaYayin Mistam Al HaYayin Shebeseuda Hukva Dechashiv. Since they were Koves Kiddush Al HaYayin Mistama, it's on Yayin Shebeshas Seuda, which gives it chashivus. So according to this, the din in Kiddush, that Kiddush has to be said on Yayin Chashuv. What's Machshiv the Yayin? That it comes together with the Seuda. So therefore it's a din in the Kiddush, not in the Seuda. It's that the Kiddush needs the Seuda. The Seuda is there for the Kiddush. Not that the Kiddush is there like we saw in the first way, for the Seuda. And in fact, this is a machlokes rishonim. The Rif writes, Psachim kufbeis amidei. Somebody reads a suda on Erev Shabbos mibeod yom. V'gamra sudaso kishakidesh hayom. Yivarech berachas hamazon v'yikadish alakos lacharev v'dio. You ate your Suda on Erev Shabbos, still day. You finish your Suda when it came dark. Bench. Be Makadish on Kos afterwards. And that's enough. The Ran writes that it's considered Kiddush B'makom Suda, even though the Suda precedes the Kiddush. The Rush says in Ozayin, what are you talking about? Im sover the chash of kiddush b'makom suuda, kaven shehaisa kriya b'makom oneg, ve'af agav lo haisa lo kavod Shabbos, lo mistaberli taimei dehai b'hai. He says, no, you spread out a tablecloth, you're makadesh, and you eat bread. So he says that if he holds that it's considered kiddush b'makom suuda because the kriya was in the makom of oneg, in other words, the kiddush was in the place of the oneg, even though the oneg wasn't the kavod Shabbos, he says that I don't accept. So therefore, paris mapa makadesh v'ochel pas. So we see in the Rif, Kaperish Haran, that it's enough b'kiddush l'achar sudas chol that it should be considered kiddush makom suuda. So he definitely holds that it's a din in the kiddush. That kiddush should be in the place of Suda. If it's a din in Suda Shabbos, that it should be b'makom hakiddush. This isn't b'chlal Suda Shabbos, and he has to eat tomorrow another Suda to be makam sol Suda Shabbos, like the Magen Avraham explains in the Ran in Reish Ayin Dalet Siv Beis. So this wasn't b'chlal Suda Shabbos, so it must be a din in kiddush. That you have kiddush, and the kiddush gets its chashivas because there was a suda before this kiddush. It would seem that even the Rush holds like this. Because that he argues with the Rif is only because the Suda that he ate during the week, he ate on the weekday, it's still Friday, isn't effective to be make the Kiddush to be considered b'makom Suda, shereinzu Suda Shabbos, shetachshiv es ha-Kiddush. This isn't, you can't say it's makom Suda because it's not Suda Shabbos. But be'etzem, even the Divrei HaRosh, you could be makayim, the din of Kiddush b'makom Suda, with if the Kiddush is after the Suda, even though the Suda wasn't established on the Kiddush, nevertheless, the Suda doesn't need the Kiddush to be said together with it in its same place. But Lehefech, the Kiddush needs to be said Samach LeSuda. And here also, the Kiddush was said on Yayin Chashiv that comes after the Suda. So if not for the fact that it was a weekday Suda, the Rush would also hold that this is cool. You have a Suda, and now the Kiddush becomes Chashiv because you had a Suda with it. And Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, somebody who ate Suda Shabbos without Kiddush, and he remembers after he finished the Suda, he doesn't have to eat again after Kiddush. Because since he ate the Suda after dark, it's considered Suda Shabbos, and he can make the Kiddush afterwards. So he was Mekadesh B'mokom Suda Shabbos. And it's Mitzuyan Begilion, so it would appear in the Rush, because he was only Machmir B'Suda Schol, like we explained. But if it's Suda Shabbos, it's fine. Because as long as you have Kiddush, and that Kiddush needs a Suda in the same place, it doesn't matter if Kiddush is before or after. But the Suda doesn't need the Kiddush. Then it would be, you'd have to make it before, then that gives the Suda the Chashivas. But here it's for the Kiddush. So as long as in the same place of the Suda you made the Kiddush, you're fine. It's being Machshiv your Kiddush because there was a Suda in the same place. But we see quite clearly from the Rif that it must be a din and we see in the Rif quite clearly it must be a din in Kiddush, because even a Suda Schol is enough to make a Kiddush Makom Suda. So it can't be a din in suit of Shabbos, because even a suit of chol is enough. It's also Meduktuk Veloshin Arash Baos Hay that he writes in the reason of Shmuel that require Kiddush Makom Suda to receive a Korosel Shabbos Oneg. B'makom Oneg Sham Tehei Kriya. That's the opposite of the Lashon of the Rashbam. Lashon of Rashbam is B'makom Kriya Sham Yehei Oneg. In the place of the calling out, in the place of the Kiddush, there should be the Oneg. And as we explained earlier, that would say that it's that the yayin is coming for the sake of the su'udah, that the ikar is the su'udah and the wine is coming for the su'udah. Then in the place where you call out for Shabbos, you should have the oneg. In other words, the place is where you're calling it out. So just in that place, the ikar is, you should have a su'udah. The ikar is the su'udah, and here he's saying lahefech. The makom oneg, the tziyun hamakom, is the oneg. That's the place. The place of oneg. There should be kriya. And the ikar is that in that place there's kriya. The ikar is for the kiddush. So here we have deus harishonim, that it is a din not in the su'uda, but it's a din in the kiddush. That the kiddush requires the su'uda, and not that the su'uda requires a kiddush. So that's one place where this is evident. And there's more, a lot more to say about this chakira. And Mir Tushem, we will expand Lineder in the next shir, and we will continue to be zocha to see Mir Tushem niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.